From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he does want his summit with North Korean's leader to go well.
We will be doing everything possible to make it a worldwide success, not just for the United States or South Korea or North Korea or Japan, but for the entire world.
Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports, the future of some Americans in North Korea could be up for discussion pretty soon.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo raised the plight of three U.S. citizens held in North Korea during his meeting earlier this month with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is according to a senior White House official who wasn't authorized to publicly discuss the sensitive talks and did speak to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are negotiating for their release.
And U.S. President Trump isn't passing up a chance to say whether he'll fire Special Counsel Bob Mueller and Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein on the investigation into Russian meddling.
At a Florida news conference with Japan's prime minister, the president was asked if he's decided firing them is not worth the political fallout. He says all the speculation so far that he will fire them has been wrong.
For the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and they're still here.
The president says he's cooperated with Mueller's investigators, turning over more than a million documents.
Nobody has ever been more transparent.
And he hopes the probe is coming to an end.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has joined President Donald Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He had notable difficulties in recruiting new lawyers since the resignation of John Dowd this month. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Miguel Diaz-Canel has been named Cuba's next president, marking the first time in 60 years the communist-run country has had a leader outside the Castro family. 57-year-old is the only candidate who vied for the job. He was chosen for a five-year term by legislators. He's a former first vice president and appears to be socially liberal and is considered an acceptable successor to the retiring elderly leaders who fought in the revolution. The move was not expected to usher any drastic change. Upon being sworn in Thursday, Diaz-Canel promised to continue the Castro's socialist revolution. Pentagon officials say that there has been no indication the Syrian military is prepared to launch another chemical weapons attack following last Saturday's missile strikes by the United States, France, and Britain, but Washington and its allies remain vigilant.
The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a large crowd gathered at Site 1, and the UN Department of Safety and Security advised that the reconnaissance team should withdraw. He added that at Site 2, the team came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated. A UN source told VOA none of the UN security team members were injured during the incidents. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday the delays raised the risk of evidence tampering. The United States and its allies blame the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Russia and Syria insist no chemical attack took place. Ken Ward, the U.S. ambassador to the OPCW, claimed Monday the Russians had already visited the site and may have tampered with it, a charge Moscow rejected. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Pakistan's unilateral fencing and construction of new observation posts on the long border with Afghanistan are progressing smoothly. That's despite recent deadly clashes between the two countries and traditional terrain-related challenges. Pakistan says its diplomats working in the United States are facing additional restrictions on travel from the host government. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. State Department, but U.S. officials have been ambiguous on the issue since Pakistan media reports on the new restrictions surfacing this month. Last week, the Undersecretary for Political Affairs, Thomas Shannon, in an interview with the VOA's Uzbek service, had hinted at the change in policy. Previously, Pakistani diplomats in Washington could travel around the country unrestricted. Russia has demanded compensation from the United States for its worldwide tariffs on foreign aluminum and steel, becoming the third influential member of the World Trade Organization to do so. China, the European Union, and India have also objected, arguing the tariffs are a safeguard measure to protect U.S. domestic products from imports. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.